Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Neil Smith, and I'm joined this week by a special guest, Jeremy Smith from Church Mag. Jeremy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man.
Well, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do, and a little bit more about Church Mag as well.
Sure. So I've been doing web stuff for a little while, had a history of doing stuff with the church as well as communication stuff for some nonprofit corporations. If I ever worked with the church as far as communications, it was always from a volunteer standpoint, which I think sometimes gives a unique perspective in that process. And then I started doing online stuff for a little while for just my own personal stuff, because youth ministry, you kind of just put your ideas out there. And then I connected with Eric Dye, who currently owns Church Mag.
Yeah.
Church Mag in of itself is a place where there's a whole lot of, I don't know, nerdiness, geekiness that happens online. Most of the time it's just directly related to church, but sometimes it's just nerd culture in general that kind of just feeds your soul only a geek can do. And yeah. So there's a lot of different fun stuff that we do over at Church Mag, whether it's direct application for the church, or sometimes it's just to simply invest in the individuals that are serving the church as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I've been a big Church Mag fan for many years, even before Church Mag, when it was Church Crunch, I believe was the name before. And so I've learned so much through the years and been appreciative for how you guys have led the conversation and pushed technology forward in the church. Tell me, as you've been a part of this journey with Church Mag, where do you feel like the church has really progressed when it comes to technology, and where do you feel like they've really lagged behind?
I think one of the big things that I've, at least as far as with Church Mag and interacting with other people that are trying to invest in the conversations on here, I think that people are finally asking the right questions. Mm-hmm. I think that people are asking questions in general, which I think a lot of times are simply missing. And so they're challenging that process of, what does it mean? What does it mean to have success? What does it mean for us to go beyond our comfort zone? And so I think that there's a lot of great things that can happen with that, not just for the church itself, which is great to build up the church, to impact the congregation and the leaders to get a message out there. But I think a lot of times, at least especially with the place where we're at with 2016, we're looking outside of ourselves. So if you look at a lot of the social media stuff that's being talked about with churches, it has nothing to do with trying to get people in the church, but simply sharing the gospel with people. There's this whole mentality of, and I don't think it's fully worked out, of how do we spread the gospel to people on the internet in general and try to get the community invested. And I think it's inherently put with this conversation about community, and the one conversation that kind of represents all of this is, instead of trying to figure out how to get people into our church, they partner with all the different churches in the community and say, how do we get these people into a church, period?
Yeah.
So it's not a me versus them mentality. It's just a, let's get people hearing about the gospel in general, regardless if we get tithes and offerings or another person to add to our congregation list or whatever.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That being said, I think that some of the lag behind is with every new thing. There's some money that's involved, technology in and of itself. There's a lot of expenses, and that's not including the man hours that go behind this, where we always say, you're working 20 hours, but you're going to get paid for 20 hours, but you're going to work about 60.
Yep.
And so just this mentality of all the difficulties that fall behind with this, and then just the trying to be the thought leaders in that process, not necessarily the thought adopters, but the thought leaders in those conversations. I think that sometimes we're falling behind with that process as well.
So do you think it's that churches don't invest enough money, or they don't wisely invest the resources? I mean, obviously you see corporations that will throw so much money at technology.
Yeah.
Is it not valuing technology enough, or is it just not having the resources, period, to be able to invest in it?
You know, I wish I could say it was either one of those. I don't think that they're giving it enough of time of day, because if they were really trying to, I mean, you talk about the TV app and live streaming and websites, if they were really trying to see the benefits of something like that and how effective it is towards anything else, the money doesn't matter at this point. We will figure out how to make it happen. Yeah. It's just simply being able to communicate, what does this mean as far as that's concerned, and trying to show church leaders and elders that may not even be on Facebook, let alone wanting to invest in something like that.
Yeah.
And so I think that the money is not there, but yeah. I think the money is not there because the conversations are not being had or even heard in that process. And so sometimes we're just talking to a blank wall where we have this beautiful layout of all the spreadsheet numbers of how this can make our church wonderful. And then we realize we have too much money for the donut ministry. And we just need to make sure we keep up those donuts before we invest in anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Well, what, as we look ahead to 2017, is there one new technology that you would say, churches, pay attention to this, because this is something that's going to be a big deal for the next 10 years, or might just be a big deal for the next 6 months. But is there something that you see, or a couple of things that you see, like, man, pay attention to this, church leaders?
Man, it just really kind of comes back to the tried and true stuff, at least at this point, because we're trying to get early adoption stuff in this process. There has to be proven ways before a church leader will even think about it.
Yeah.
I think the success that we've seen Facebook have with the election in general, how much impact that can have. I mean, all the fake news sites, and I think you guys started to touch about this on a previous episode, but all the fake news sites that just simply collaborated something within a couple of days, threw it out there and had such immediate success. I can't imagine you not investing in something like that. Instagram in and of itself can be super powerful and super helpful if you really try to do something like that. So I think that that's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and what I'm hearing you say is basically we don't have to create the technology. The technology is there and Facebook is innovating around the technology. We need to utilize these platforms that are created on these platforms. And better dig into them. So let's talk social media a little bit. What trends maybe are you seeing develop and maybe are developing over the next 3 to 6 months that you encourage church leaders around?
Well, people, I don't think Snapchat is the devil anymore. So that's good to hear. I mean, it does have a very shady past. But I think that a lot of people are starting to think that maybe it's not just something for sending naked pictures to people. And there's so much more that could be done with something like that. Even if it's from a very passive, come see what we have to do mentality. I know there's a whole conversation going on right now of do we friend people so that we can send them stuff directly, or do we just let people see our own stories? And so that's a whole conversation to be had and how to do that well. I think that direct communication is really kind of changing things for us, whether it's Facebook and trying to do videos specifically for private groups in the church and trying to do something like that, or Instagram, where you're just simply having those conversations with people in a unique way that maybe the social media of 2010 just had no way of anticipating.
Is there a social network that you would say church are spending too much time on?
Twitter.
Twitter.
And I'm going to say this and it's going to hurt my soul for the past 4 years, but Google Plus.
Wow. Okay.
I'm the one that connected you and Dustin Stout together to have that conversation.
Yeah.
I was all in with Google Plus. I think it's still, there's still some benefits for the Google search application.
Totally agree.
But anything beyond that, I think that they're kind of giving things up and they're going more the talking bots aspect of things. And there's probably going to be some social media with something like that, the social media mentality with those bots that maybe churches could look at, but I don't see anything in the next year or two that churches can dive deep in and have everything figured out and ironed out in that process. So those are the two big ones.
So Twitter, you saying Twitter though is a big deal. I mean, so many, and I would say if there's a social network that church leaders have embraced more than the others, it's Twitter in comparison to Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. Why Twitter?
I mean, think about the population. Think about the mentality of corporations on Twitter. Twitter has this whole mentality of we're against the man, we're against all this stuff. That's what Donald Trump was about. We're against the establishment of the government, and he thrived. And then Hillary Clinton was like, yeah, but you as a rebel rouser, you're not doing all these things. And just the engagement in and of itself. I don't care about the outcome of the election. The engagement itself, he was just millions of miles ahead of that. Now, individuals and leaders within the church can have those conversations, but a lot of times those conversations are towards other leaders within the church. It's not the Amy Sue who sits in the congregation in the front pew. She's not on there. She doesn't necessarily care about any of that stuff. But then if you talk about the other church leaders in your community or some of the thought leaders, that absolutely is a great connection to have those one-on-one conversations, but I don't see a huge engagement. If you had to pick one or the other, I would go Facebook any day. I would go Instagram any day instead of Twitter, and then just have an individual process with that.
I love it. I love it. You and I are very much on the same page. It hurts me though to hear that, because I'm so invested in Twitter and I love Twitter so much.
Yeah.
And I think what you're saying is Twitter is not dead or dying. It's just not where you need to invest your most significant resources and time and attention.
Yeah. And Twitter is so unique in that process. I keep having this conversation in my own head of, if Twitter truly does die, and I'm not meaning like it's gone forever, because my space proves that you'll never be gone forever. You just pivot. But if Twitter does not be Twitter for the future, it still uses the technology, but pivots in that process, where would I go to next? And I don't have an answer for that right now. I think Snapchat is the best solution, but it's not what Twitter is. It's not this public domain where I can get my thoughts out there in this mentality. And so I don't have an answer of what Twitter would be, but I do think that it's going to shift in that process. And I don't know where I would go if it didn't work out for Twitter.
It's interesting. Interesting. I would say Twitter would be, it's the social network that I'm going to watch the closest in 2017, in that I think it's either going to go into massive decline or it's going to find a massive resurgence. And I think if it were to be acquired, like a lot of rumors are stating, it could get a whole new life, just making some various shifts. But it's kind of at an interesting place right now in its development and how people are using and embracing it. Well, so if you were to sit down with a church leader, and I would say if you were to sit down with a senior pastor of a smaller church, you know, maybe of 150 people, 200 people, and you were to give him one piece of advice about social media, what would you say to him or her?
With technology in general or with communications?
Let's talk just social media.
Okay, so social media in general, I would say, is that you need to have a game plan. And I love the term of platform agnostic. Yep. And that's for doing websites or newsletters or whatever else. If you can't do well on any platform, then there's no reason to invest in any specific one with Facebook ads and stuff like that. You need to know how you're going to do this well, regardless of the platform, because as we've seen with MySpace, it could go the way the dodo. And Google Plus, I think people used it well, but they used it well because they knew how to do social media well. It's not because they had every trick and hack to be able to use that platform well.
Yeah.
And so I think that when you have that strategy, you know how you want it, then that's going to be great. Some churches go into this mentality, I'm going to try to be the thought leader. And so Google Plus was something you needed to do. You need to be on Snapchat right now, Instagram even, you need to be there. And other people say, I need to reach as many people as possible. And so if I can reach as many people as possible, that's going to be great. Today, hitting as many people as possible means Instagram and Facebook. And when those things die away, then you find the next big platform and you go for that.
That's good. That's great advice. That's really good. Okay, let's, and you, before that question, social media or technology, if you were to just say technology in general, what one piece of advice would you give the pastor?
Think about it from their standpoint. I wish we had more of a conversation within church communications about pornography. Hmm. I wonder how many people are truly looking at what pornography does to families, to individuals, to church leaders, or to lay people. And so there's very little conversation with that. I think that there's an inherent bias in just general things. These are some things I've been looking at with Church Mech for 2016. I see are huge. Technology in general, I think that sometimes we push men at the forefront and we leave women behind when they have such great talents and amazing abilities that exceed men's capacity. And then I think that just that general conversation of what is it that you want to do with the technology? I don't think a lot of people have an answer to something like that. And so I would never invest in a church who did not know what they wanted to do with some other technology. So they buy a grow. They use it two or three times because they have this one great idea. They buy a drone because it makes their videos look a little bit cooler, but they don't know what they're going to do with that technology after those couple of things. They do a blog and they get 30 days in and they realize, oh my goodness, this is really hard. I don't know what I'm going to do. Or they set up a YouTube channel and say, it's Casey Neistat, which is a terrible example because he's quit vlogging. But this mentality of trying to mimic other people, having your own identity in this process and realize, this is not as easy as I thought it was.
Yeah, boy, that's good. That's really good. Okay, last question. As you look ahead, I would say 5 years ahead, but I don't think that's even possible in technology. If you look ahead 2 to 3 years, What do you get really excited about related to the church, just technology specific, any technology 2 to 3 years from now? What do you get really geeked out about?
I think that the power that comes from the everyday devices is just turning more and more intense. And so it has nothing to do with what computer or camera or microphone that you have. I mean, we were talking about the Yeti mics beforehand. It doesn't have much to do with that until you start talking about quality. Look at the Snapchat glasses that they have coming out. If you want to talk quality, then do not get on Snapchat glasses, because you have so little ability to do anything with that. So it becomes so much more about the content that you're creating and to do something well with that. And so invest in trying to do that well, and then use the technology along with that, regardless of what it is you're trying to produce or not produce in that process.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, the future is sure exciting. And at the end of the day, I think churches should be the greatest content creators on the planet, because at the end of the day, we have the greatest story to tell in the gospel. And so these technologies and social media just open up so many exciting possibilities, and it's really unbelievable. Jeremy, thanks for just leading the conversation with Church Mag. And thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Thanks, man, for having me. I appreciate it.